Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with the 5 p.m. advisory on Hurricane Earl. At 5 p.m., Earl was located 185 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and about 670 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum sustained winds are at 115 miles per hour, and the present movement is to the north at 18 miles per hour. On this motion, this will bring the center of Hurricane Earl very close to the Outer Banks and Cape Hatteras on the coast of North Carolina over the next 6 to 10 hours tonight as the storm moves northward. A summary of the watches and warnings in effect. We currently have hurricane warnings in North Carolina from Bogue Inlet to the North Carolina-Virginia border, and now for southeastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard. Tropical storm watches extend from Maine, and warnings extend from Connecticut coastline down to the Virginia and North Carolina border. We have maintained the hurricane watch from Cape Henlopen down to the Virginia-North Carolina border. The hurricane force winds extend out 90 miles, and the tropical storm force winds 230 miles, which makes this a very large wind field. And we want you to keep focusing on the fact that it is a large storm and not just the track of the actual center. The impacts are already being felt on the coast of North Carolina, and the conditions will worsen there as we go through the evening hours. Early tomorrow morning, it'll be in this general vicinity off North Carolina, and just 24 hours later, it should be moving away from the United States coastline off to the east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Again, this was the 5 p.m. advisory with Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center.